news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A new report was released early Tuesday morning from the Senate Rules and Homeland Security Governmental Affairs Committees. It uncovered broad government, military, and law enforcement missteps before the January 6th attack on the Capitol, including a breakdown within multiple intelligence agencies and a lack of training and preparation for Capitol police officers who were quickly overwhelmed by rioters. The 127-page report is the first full congressional committee review of the January 6th attack on Congress. It pieces together multiple warnings of violence that went largely unheeded by top leaders in several agencies. Capitol security officials tracking threats of violence on January 6th saw social media posts from as early as late December 2020 about a plot to breach the complex, complete with maps of the building's tunnels and explicit threats of violence against members of Congress. Here are some examples. One user on a pro-Trump blog wrote, "Surround every building with a tunnel entrance or exit. They better dig a tunnel all the way to China if they want to escape." Another wrote, "Bring guns. It's now or never." But the report says, even as the pro-riot chatter continued and tips came into the intelligence division, the full body of knowledge about what would become a deadly threat was not conveyed to the rest of Capitol Police leadership, rank-and-file officers, or other law enforcement partners. Wow. Sounds like they need a full, bipartisan, independent commission to investigate what happened. CNN has obtained an aired audio from a July 2019 phone call of Rudy Giuliani, then the president's personal attorney, on a phone call with U.S. diplomat Kurt Volker and an advisor to Ukrainian President Zelensky named Andriy Yermak. Giuliani is heard blatantly pressuring Yermak into announcing an investigation into Joe Biden. Now, this happened before the infamous call we've all now heard in which Trump himself pressured Zelensky to do the same. That's the call that led to Trump's first impeachment. The existence of this Giuliani phone call was previously known, but now for the first time we're hearing the audio and it makes the pressure crystal clear.
And all we need from the president is to say, I'm going to put an honest prosecutor in charge. He's going to investigate and dig up the evidence that presently exists. And is there any other evidence about involvement of the 2016 election? And then the Biden thing has to be run out. I don't know if it's true or not. I mean, I see him bragging about it on television. And to me as a lawyer, it sounds like a bribe. Somebody in Ukraine's got to take that seriously.
Giuliani is under investigation over claims that he violated foreign lobbying laws in his efforts to dig up dirt about the Biden family. Well, the Senate is at a stalemate. I know there's no news there, but the situation must be addressed. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and his trusted protege Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona are inexplicably still defending the filibuster and pushing back on their colleagues' assertions that it's killing our democracy. The consequences of their actions are many. The For the People Act is in trouble. D.C. statehood, immigration reform, and any type of gun control are all stuck. The bipartisan January 6th commission was filibustered. Infrastructure, the American Family Plan and American Jobs Plan, both have big problems. Some form of either may not fare quite as badly, but none of it will survive intact. And you can probably forget about a major rewrite of the tax code, although the White House and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen are pushing for a global minimum tax. Well, Senator Bernie Sanders, who chairs the Senate Budget Committee, appeared on MSNBC Monday night and explained that they're not holding their breath for any of the bipartisan votes Joe Manchin is banking on.
These negotiations cannot go on and on and on. In my own view, do I believe that we will have 10 Republican votes to do something significant for physical infrastructure, for climate, for human infrastructure, for healthcare, for education? No, I don't. So I do want to tell you, maybe it'll make you feel a little bit better, that as we speak, we are working hard on a major major reconciliation bill, which would combine both Biden's physical infrastructure plans as well as family plan, the human infrastructure as well. We're working on it right now. Right.
You go, Bernie. From the WTF files, the Biden Justice Department under Attorney General Merrick Garland is continuing to work on behalf of the former guy, Trump, in a defamation suit filed by columnist E. Jean Carroll. In a memoir, Carroll wrote that Trump raped her in a dressing room at the Bergdorf Goodman department store in Manhattan in the mid-1990s. Trump responded in a media interview calling her a liar and saying, quote, "She's not my type." That prompted Carroll to file a defamation lawsuit. The Justice Department, under Trump's second attorney general, Bill Barr, intervened in the case, arguing it had an obligation to defend the president because the comments were made in his official capacity as president. Justice Department lawyers arguing that since Trump was an employee of the government when he made the comments, he was acting within the scope of employment, so they argued the government should defend him. They also said, quote, then-President Trump's response to Ms. Carroll's serious allegations of sexual assault included statements that questioned her credibility in terms that were crude and disrespectful. Justice Department lawyers wrote, this case does not concern whether Mr. Trump's response was appropriate, nor does it turn on the truthfulness of Ms. Carroll's allegations. I say it still stinks. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.